America's first and arguably greatest landscape architect was born April 26, 1822, and his legacy is in the trees and the grass and the parks he left behind, like those of the Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy. Central Park Conservancy President and CEO Douglas Blonsky spoke here yesterday in celebration of Earth Day. He has a longtime relationship with the local conservancy going back to when it was created. Lifting a toast to Olmsted, Blonsky celebrated a career.
I've been blessed because I've gotten to see, obviously, Central Park and Buffalo, and I was recently at the Biltmore Estate, which is his last work of art before he died. He's just brilliant, and he was brilliant throughout his career. And so the more that we can share the legacy of Frederick Law Olmsted, I think it's going to help us protecting the parks into the future, because we've lost way too many Olmsted parks in the United States. So to Frederick Law Olmsted.
Here, here.
Olmsted created Central Park, the 843-acre lungs of Manhattan, and Blonsky's organization in its 35-year history has raised $700 million for its management and improvements to handle 40 million visitors a year to a park so large it can be seen from space. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.